water's hot. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Caesar shit, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they massacre brain. They burn the kids, no one lives gun. Trees, laugh to your face, fight. Next in line, lower classes, social side. They don't matter, genocide. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See the shit, force a bear. Fuck them back, it's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill. They massacre, rape, they burn. The kids, no one lives. Cut trees, lie to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV, my favorite little online network. Anyways, not sure what to talk about tonight. You know, maybe I should talk about the effect global warming is having on butterflies. But I don't think I'm going to do that. We got a lot more interesting stuff to talk about than that. We've got a meltdown in Ontario, Canada here, and this is almost funny if it wasn't so ridiculous. But on the other side, it's brilliant, because people have been bitching and complaining about the Liberals for a long time now. The Liberals have been in power in Ontario, I think, for 11 years or something. And we've got Tinkerbell Trudeau working as the Prime Minister. That is the Prime Minister of the Queen, not the Prime Minister of the people. And all these politicians taking oaths to the Queen. And they, and people in this country think that, you know, well, we're independent from Britain. Well, if we're independent from Britain, then why are y'all taking an oath to the Queen? That includes the military, the police, everybody. I mean, if we're independent, ought not they be taking an oath to uphold the Constitution or the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which is just really a corporate document? Or shouldn't they be taking an oath to serve the people? Why the hell are they serving the Queen? So, people in this country are really kind of politically brain dead and have been for ever. You know, ever since I was a kid, they always said two things or that you shouldn't discuss. One is politics and the other is religion. Well, both are used to deceive and separate and divide the people. So I remember even when I was young, you know, I would bring up politics or religions and everybody, oh, you shouldn't be talking about that. Huh? What do you mean? Should be? That's exactly what we should be talking about. So, you know, it's all psychology. And they got people to consent to duct tape in their mouths. Now, what do people know about Canadian politics? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. We got to be the most brain-dead bunch of people when it comes to politics and religion. But we're dealing with politics. We've got a provincial election coming up in June, of which I'm going to run as the Libertarian candidate. It's absolutely amazing. You know, the lieutenant governor was up here a week or two ago, supposedly to open a 150 trail, a 150th anniversary of Canada, even though We'd already passed the 150. We were into the 151st anniversary, but she didn't come up here. That was the word that was used in the media why she's coming up here. What she specifically came up here for was to push the mayor to do everything possible to get a positive spin on the DGR, which is a deep geological reservoir or whatever for medium to high level nuclear waste, and dig a hole and plant it right beside Lake Huron, one of the Great Lakes. And the lieutenant governor just happens to be a UN globalist who was mentored by Maurice Strong, who had a video, or there's a video out of her, saying that she's sick and tired of this incrementalism. Let's just have some action and get this done. Okay, so she definitely is a globalist, doesn't give a damn about you, me, the country, or anything else. She's a globalist. And here she is sitting here as in place of queen, of who all the politicians take an oath to, the queen. So Elizabeth Dowdswell, the lieutenant governor, she's the one that signs off on the legislature to make it law, and she's a globalist. So everything that's coming through the legislature now is a globalist agenda, which she's just too happy to sign off on. But she was also, or is also, the CEO of the nuclear, I think it's International Nuclear Waste Group. So she has a vested interest in getting this hole dug and filling it full of nuclear waste, hopefully to mess up the water, because while they sell themselves as environmentalists, what they're saying is that in order to save the environment, we got to get rid of most of you people, and that is the agenda. But what killed me is that I was talking to somebody, I says, Lieutenant Governor's coming up here under the guise of opening the trail. And the guy I was talking to says, I don't even know who he is. Well, he ain't a he. It's a she. Oh, I don't know nothing about it. Now, I posted last night, actually, a friend of mine, a young farmer, phoned me last night. It was just past his bedtime. I guess he was jacked up over this, that Brown had been Patrick Brown, the conservative leader of the provincial conservative party, had got nailed or accused of sexual assault on some girls back a time ago, and it was all hell was breaking loose, and he gave a speech late last night of which he was extremely nervous, looked like he was going to cry. But the guy's just another globalist anyways, so it's neither here nor there. But this is the news that's flying today. So again, with ignorance of Canadians about politics, they know nothing about politics. This is what kills me. Canadians know nothing about politics. They vote, but they don't know what the hell they're voting for. They don't know who they're voting for. The one they vote for, they know nothing about their background. Just however they're presented in the media, and I like blue better than red or orange or whatever, they just pick a color. You know, vote by color. And they're, they're supposed to be colorblind, because it doesn't matter who you vote for, they're all the same. Except maybe the Libertarian Party, who, when I study them, they really are a group of people who get it. They're people who study politics, and they know what the hell's going on. So I just call them the moral men and women, and we're going to make a charge at them here now. So I find it particularly funny because the leader of the Progressive Conservative Party resigned, I guess, today, so now we got a hole. Who's going to fill it with? Probably a woman, maybe not. you know, people are complaining, well, listen, this guy hasn't even been charged with anything yet, and they're jumping all over him. I said, well, that's not the point. The point is the globalists don't want him there, as far as I see anyways. They don't want to, what they're concerned about, I think, is a minority government, which makes it messy to get done what you want, the globalists want done. So get him out of here. Bring in some unknown, of which the conservatives will likely vote for. But I'm warning the conservative people that, you know, before you jump on board with any of these party leaders, you better investigate their backgrounds. Because if you don't investigate the backgrounds, you know what the hell's going on. So thankfully, some people are saying, yeah, good idea. I better ask some questions. Yeah, because you don't know anything. You're running blind here. So anyways, go to get a coffee this morning. And talking to the lady at the counter, and, you know, she says, I said, how's it going? And she says, well, like I had a lady come to the counter this morning and ask me, how's it going? I said, well, a lot better than it's going for Patrick Brown. And so this is the lady at the counter talking to a lady on the other side of the counter in Canada, and the front pages of all the newspapers are just splattered with this sex scandal. Nonsense of Patrick Brown, who is the leader of the Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario. And so the lady on the store side of the counter says, you know, I'm doing a lot better than that Brown guy, apparently. And then the lady on the other side of the counter goes, yeah, who is that anyways? Now, this is the leader of the Conservative Party of Ontario, and nobody knows who he is. So whether he's here or gone, it doesn't really matter. The fact of the matter is they want to keep this agenda going. They've got all their stuff set up in the Liberals now, and they don't want to have to redo stuff. You know, the ex-head of the TD Bank Group is the guy that was appointed to sell off our assets. Don't want to mess with that. And we've got all these, you know, nonsensical agendas going on from the globalists with the open borders and the sanctuary cities and so on and so forth. So they really don't want to mess with it. Now, I'm thinking somebody left a note on the Facebook that some woman by the name of, let's see, where did I see that? What is her name? Just bear with me a second here. We need someone like Calgary Conservative MP Michael. She has it all. Now, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not sure what they're going to put in here. If they actually want to make a change up and run to the Conservatives, they'll probably put a woman in as a Conservative leader. If not, they'll probably put a guy in, because if you're a white male, well, you're going to get dumped on. So it all depends what the globalists want out of this. But, you know, he said, you know, she has it all. And I just wrote him and I said, well, if she hasn't denounced the UN, it's globalist criminals, she ain't got much. And he was good enough to write back and says, I might have more reading to do. Exactly. Because the Canadian population, as far as politics and religion goes, are completely, almost 100% ignorant. And ignorance, my friends, is not bliss. It's damn dangerous. So what's good here is everybody on this Facebook nonsense has been yammering on about the Liberals and the NDP. That's not who we want. Now, this opens up the play a little bit, so we can take a run at the Conservatives as well. Now, I was thinking I'm going to get hammered on this, but actually I'm not getting anything negative, really, except I'm in Facebook jail again. That's the downside of speaking the truth. Yep, back in jail again. And it's a royal pain in the butt. But I put up a post last night about Brown, saying he didn't have anything to do with anything. So I wrote this last night before I got banned. They're not banned, but put back in Facebook jail. I put this up this morning when I went to try to post it to some groups, and found out that I'm temporarily not allowed to do certain things on Facebook. One has moved the story. So for the upteenth time, I'm blocked from sharing a post. Please share, because I can't. Thanks, Facebook, for denying freedom of speech. Anyways, on the story, I just wrote, does it really matter, you know, anything about this Patrick Brown clown? You know, does it matter? The Liberal Conservative NDP are pushing the satanic, and it is satanic. There's only two things on this planet, good and evil. And there ain't nothing good coming out of the UN. Satanic UN globalist agendas. Brown confirmed, and I even have people writing, I didn't know this about Brown. You know, Brown confirmed his belief in man-made climate change and announced his support for a revenue-neutral price on carbon. Well, it sounds the same as the Liberals. But it's a UN fraud. Which I put in there, in brackets. He has spoken in the legislature in support of a motion condemning Islamophobia. Well, that's M103. And that, in brackets, is treason. Brown was also the first Ontario PC leader to march in the Toronto Pride Parade. So what the hell's the difference between the PC party and the Liberal Party? One has a crazed lesbian woman, and the other has some guy who's not sure about what he's up to. But they push the globalist agenda, period. So like the Liberals and NDP, he supports the UN globalist agendas, which are designed to destroy our province and nation. I hope you are as sick of the deceptions, lies, and corruptions as I am. Let 2018 be the year we begin the task of taking back our province and nation from these sick, disgusting UN globalist puppets. Is this a setup to keep the Liberals in power? Don't know, don't care. Fact is, it makes no difference because the cons, libs, and NDP are all working for the globalists and against the moral men and women, women and children of this nation. The whole damn works of them should have been jailed long ago. And, but, you know, I sent that out to a couple places last night before I got banned. But now I'm in jail again. And then today sometime, I would imagine it was this morning sometime, Patrick Brown resigned. So again, I got to start my post how I don't want to start my post. Facebook has a problem with free speech. I can't post to groups at this time. Please share this post. Thank you. Anyways, I put this in, and I hope some of the people look at some of the links in here. The progressive conservatives are scrambling to find a new leader in the wake of Patrick Brown's sudden resignation after a sexual impropriety scandal just 4 months before the Ontario election. Now that I took out of the Toronto Star. Whoever is chosen to replace Brown, we must take a close look at his or her background. Brown was mentored by Brian Mulroney. Prime Minister of Canada. And it was he, a conservative, who signed this nation onto Agenda 21, UN Agenda 21. Now we must deal with UN Agenda 2030. Part of the 2030 is the opening of our borders to all who wish to cross them. All three main parties are pushing sustainability. What's not sustainability? Well, according to the UN Conference on Human Settlements held in Vancouver in 1976, private property, private vehicles, and a whole lot more, like air conditioning, golf courses, agriculture, is not sustainable. Now, the preamble to that 76 conference, and it's a UN conference, states specifically, preamble one, land, because of its unique nature and the crucial role it plays in human settlements, cannot be treated as an ordinary asset controlled by individuals and subject to the pressures and influences of the market. Private land ownership is also a principal instrument of accumulation and concentration of wealth, and therefore contributes to social injustice. In other words, all land must be held in the public. Well, it goes on to say that later on. So your private property is not sustainable because, well, they said so. Now, I also found a video of the audio. I don't even know if you can hear it. I had my stuff turned up as loud as I could get it. And I couldn't. Maybe I can try something else again. But anyways, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, Tinkerbell's father, speaking in 1976 at the conference. There's a link to that. It's about 22 minutes long. And you can see all the UN globalists just licking their lips. You know, it's really quite disgusting. You know, nobody's ever taught any of this stuff in school. The UN globalists have ruled this country for a long, long time using the political puppets to do their bidding. Enough is enough. And I just put a thing in down here. That is why I, Ron Stevens, host of Rock the Boat Radio, have chosen to run as the Libertarian candidate for Here and Bruce in the upcoming Ontario provincial election. I'll be putting up my site and FB and Facebook shortly. In the meantime, you can look over the Libertarian platform here. And I also put in, look at the Libertarian Party, not as a party, but a group of moral men and women. We understand the UN globalist agenda is being used to destroy our nation via the party puppets under their control. It is time the moral men and women step up to the plate and show they care about the future of their children and grandchildren and those not yet born. The future is in our hands or their hands. Or, the hands of the UN globalists. So pick one. Then get active, because if we don't, the loss of our nation is our fault. And it is our fault. We've been ignorant by consent. We've consented to being ignorant for a long, long time. And that's got to end. So it is time for everyone to strengthen their spirit, minds, and spines and show the children that you care. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I had somebody write this comment, sex scandal, quick to pronounce him guilty, aren't we? And I said, I didn't pronounce him guilty. I said, the globalists wanted him out, so he's out. I suspect they were concerned about a minority government and does exactly as she's told as the premier of the province, who likes to prance around in gay pride parades, which works well for her because she's gay, and Patrick Brown is accused of improprieties with some girls, so that could lead to procreation, which is totally not what the globalists want. They don't want any procreation, especially of the white sort. So Wynne does exactly what she's told, and that's who the globalists want in power. Now, the guy who went on about being, you know, pronounced his guilt, you know, once he read what I wrote as a reply, he put a like on it, thumbs up on it, as did some other people. But It's absolutely ridiculous. So I'm going to take throw the link in here, and you can go over a couple of them things. It's really important that people understand that this just didn't happen yesterday, and it's not just the liberals. It is all main parties that have been around here for decades and decades and decades and decades. They were put together in order to divide and conquer the people. They've done a very good job at it. And nobody discusses politics. Nobody seems to know who any of these people are. They just know who they're supposed to hate at any given time, and that's what they do, like a bunch of stupid little children, without knowing anything about, you know, what they're making their comments or decisions upon. So I'm looking at this as a very, very positive time. And I do believe that 2018 is our time. So we got to step it up. We got to step up to the plate. And one of the reasons I'm running is to try to encourage other people to become involved. Now, do I like politics? No, it's like a snake. I'd like to cut the head off it in the morning. And it needs to have the head cut off it. We need to get rid of the party system, okay? I mean, because the party system was designed to screw you over so that you could be manipulated, so you could be divided. How can a house divided stand? It can't. And that's why we have to get rid of the party system. Now, I'm running for the Libertarian Party just because I have a better crack at this than if I run as an independent. Now, who I'm running against here is my MPP, who is a woman, a very chubby woman, who I don't think is sustainable. I think she's eating way more food than is adequate, according to the United Nations Universal Human / Animal Rights. I'm going to have fun because I've tried many times to have a meeting with her, and every one of them was denied, even though she's supposed to be my representative. And now that Patrick Brown, her leader, has got dumped 4 months before the election, I should send her some Pampers tonight because she already shit her pants lately. But when she sees my name get on the roll, she's really going to get diarrhea, which is fine with me because maybe she may thin down a little bit because she is a short, fat little thing, as is our Attorney General, a short, fat little thing. None of them are sustainable. They're all pain in the ass. So I'm going to put this in here so that you can have a boo at our ex-prime minister who was speaking in 1976 at the opening of the United Nations Conference on Human Settlements in Vancouver. Now, you know, the other thing, we have a UNESCO school probably about, 40 minutes an hour from me, just north of me, up Lake Huron on Georgian Bay. And they call their UNESCO schools laboratories. The UN does. They call them laboratories. And what they do is they go into these schools and they see how to sell their programs in the schools, what works, what doesn't work, and so on and so forth. So when they bring it out in the main to the other schools, they've got it. So yeah, if you just go through the first post on this, if you're even on Facebook, I know a lot of people aren't on Facebook, but I agree. I just got to the chat here, and somebody, what's this got to do with saving butterflies, the poor defenseless butterflies? Well, you know, in a way, we're the butterflies, because at this point in time, we've allowed ourselves to be defenseless and get picked off. And we've had our brains, you know, filled with all kinds of junk. The children's arms are being filled with vaccines. Most of the population is being filled with pharmaceuticals. And it's all cash flow for the multinational companies and the UN. We're kind of like the butterflies, only we can stand up and defend ourselves. We're not as fragile as the butterfly. But we also have not stood up, and we've allowed ourselves to be defenseless, and that time has to be over now. And we don't need a shoot 'em up war. I mean, we don't need that. There's no requirement for it. I mean, they're taking us down by consent, and we're going to shove them out the door by consent. Okay, we're going to shut our doors, our borders down by consent. I mean, if you look at the plagues and everything that are going on in India and Mozambique and all these places, all of these different things that they're infecting these people with, and then they open our borders to allow these infected people in, kind of reminds me of the story of giving the native people infected blankets of, I think it was smallpox, which devastated the native people. Same damn thing, okay? Because the same guys that did the natives are doing us. And I'm going to say this because it's really important. That lady I talked to at the reserve, she blew me away. She absolutely blew me away when I asked her if she knew what the plan for Whitey was. And she just nodded yes. I said, how do you get that so easy and talking, trying to convince Whitey of what's going on, beating your head on the wall? She said, she looked at me and very quietly, simple. We lived through it. Now it's your turn. Nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. Meanwhile, out here, we got a bunch of idiots running around going to vote for, the NDP, which is Social Internationalist, or the conservatives, which are liberal, or the liberals, which are liberal. And all you got to do is go look up the UNPA. If you're listening to this, go look up the UNPA and see who the hell is involved in that. Okay? Your great mentor of the environment, David Suzuki. The leader of the Green Party, Elizabeth May. Lloyd Axworthy, the now dead leader of the NDP, Jack Layton. And all kinds of senators, all kinds of professors, all kinds of politicians of all parties are members of the United Nations Parliamentary Assembly, trying to build a parliamentary assembly that supersedes our parliament. This is treason at the highest freaking order. But 99.9%, if not higher, of the Canadian population doesn't have a freaking clue. Yet these people go to the polls based on they'd rather have a woman than a guy, or they'd rather have this color than that color. And I've done it at the polls. I've asked people what the issues are. I haven't met anybody at a poll yet knew what the issues were. Oh, I don't know about the issues. I just, my duty to vote. Duh. You know. Which always, when I get talking like this, I want to rename the show Duh. Because when I first went on air, way back in the day we were on Blog Talk Radio, there was a guy, there was two guys in Vegas who were, one was basically the technical guy and the other guy was the voice, but they were always yakking amongst each other. And their show was called Duh. And I called in one night. I couldn't take it. I called in one night. I said, okay, I can't take this. You know, why is your show called Duh? And he said, simple. I said, what's it stand for? He said, dumb, unintelligent humans. And I said, perfect. Unfortunately, but perfect. You know, nailed that one on the button. Okay, we're wandering around like a bunch of idiots. And you get what you deserve. Our forefathers got it, but that's been erased over history. And now they're erasing the history. You know, they're pulling down names of street signs because this one was a racist or this one looked crooked at a feminist or whatever. Whatever it may be. But they're cleansing our history to put in a new history, just like they cleanse the native children, the history from them, their native history, and put a different history in their heads, just like they're doing to your children in the schools now. Okay? They're just turning them into, whatever they're turning into. I mean, they're turning them into really messed up kids. But they're erasing all the history because the kids don't have a memory bank. They don't know what the history is. And so you bring the children and you prep them for the school by putting them in front of the TV, of which they're propagandized from the youngest age. So by the time they get to the school, everything seems normal because they already seen it on TV. So now your kids are going to become Muslim and they're going to become anything but S. Now, I find that quite discriminatory because, you know, Patrick Brown, who's chasing the girls, is walking in the Pride Parade. And I can see our prime minister, the prime minister, not my prime minister, he claims to be a feminist. And the premier's a lesbian, so I can see those two marching in the parade. But Brown, you know, and this is what the kids see. This is what's being promoted to the kids. But the LGBTQ2, I think there might be a plus in there somewhere too. But the LGBTQ, there's no S in there. There's no option for straight. Okay? Because straight can procreate. The last thing the globalists want is you procreating. So all this LGBTQ stuff, for those LGBTQ people who think that the government is helping them, man, you're just being used as useful freaking idiots. Get over it. That's the way it is. Okay? They couldn't give a shit if you dropped dead in the morning. I need to interview Lonnie, who, pray tell, is Lonnie. I have no idea. Somebody want to fill me in on that? Lonnie wants history erased. Who the hell is Lonnie? Who is that? Okay, they want the history erased, absolutely. And they do the same thing over and over and over again, okay? There would have never been a Second World War, never. Okay, these wars are planned. There would have never been a Second World War if they could have erased the history from the minds of the students and the American people before World War I. The public school system actually came in afterwards. So what they did was they did World War I to create the State of Israel and the League of Nations, which was the world order. They couldn't get the American people to sign on. Why couldn't they get the American people to sign on? Because the American people still had a memory bank of the history. And they told their kids about the history. Everybody in America was fully aware of why they fought the War of Independence. And the idea of signing on to something that was going to get them to give up some of their sovereignty was a no-go. Wasn't going to happen, but they still had their history. At First World War, they really ramped up the public school system, just like they did with the Native children, okay, and teach them shit and erase history from their minds. And so they were told, I mean, President Wilson was running around America, you can look it up, trying like hell to get the Americans to sign on to the League of Nations. And it was Wilson that was running around telling them, if you don't sign this, if you don't sign this, there's going to be another major war in the not-too-distant future. And how the hell would he know that? Well, simple. These are banker wars, and it was Wilson that got the Fed into place. And then they crack up the war to get the State of Israel and their world governmental body in place, and at that time the League of Nations. And they were happy. Get Israel, get the League of Nations, and we can carry on with our domination of the world and the destruction of nation states and bring it under world governance, of which they created. And that's why they created the war. So how does Wilson know there's going to be another war if you don't sign on, America? Simple. The boys brought him aside. Hey, Wilson, come here, stupid. Either you get them to sign that, or we're going to do this again. And that's exactly what happened. So in order for them to get the State of Israel, the United Nations, into place, it cost the lives of hundreds of millions of people. You know, I call the UN and the globalists satanic all the time, and they are satanic. They are amoral. You've never heard any leader ever show any remorse for the deaths of however many people they kill in whatever skirmish or war they're involved in. And my attitude has always been, we know what these clowns are up to. We know how many millions of people, hundreds of millions of people killed in order to get the UN and Israel in place. Now, can you just imagine what they're going to do if you give them what they want? And that's global governance? Kiss your butt goodbye. So ignorance is not bliss. It's dangerous. It is damn dangerous. And I'm really kind of put out about this, you know, how ignorant my own people are. I've suffered this. I've dealt with this my whole life. From the time I was a young man, I could never understand why my people were so willingly stupid. You know, it's like they grew up, you know, they enjoyed their stupidity. But they were taught at a very young age not to speak about politics or religion, and they did so. And they became quite ignorant. And this is why we find ourselves in the position we do today. But it's 2018, you know. Now, two things Rockefeller said was something has to take the place of government, and business seems to be the obvious entity to do that. Because government, even though it's a corporation, it's too messy. We've got to play these stupid political games. Let's just get rid of that, and we'll just let the multinationals run. That's what they're setting up. That's why everything in your countries are being sold off to the multinationals. So they control your food, your water, your resources, what you learn, what you eat, what you read, and so on and so forth. We don't want that. And he also said, our window of opportunity will only remain open, or won't remain open, for too long. That was to me an exciting bit of news, because even the globalists know that this propaganda crap is only going to hold so long. right? Then it was Rockefeller, too, that wanted the internet shut down because all these documents are sitting out there, all the UN documents, the Rockefeller documents, Carnegie, Ford. I mean, there's a gazillion tax-exempt foundations now. The information's all there. All you got to do is read it. So when he said the window of opportunity wouldn't remain open too long, because we've already gone into a cold spell now, a cold cycle, and they ramped up that global warming, that didn't work because we've already passed that cycle and into a cooling cycle. So that propaganda is not holding water. None of their other propaganda is holding water. So, yeah, they've about done themselves in. They keep bringing up new stuff. There's a new thing out. They used to have transition towns and that. Now they have, what's it called, small towns or something? I'll look that up again. But it's the same kind of propaganda. And this is all being run by the mayors and that. They just keep bringing more propaganda, but they've only got so many templates, so they're trying to, rebrand their templates. But, the best before date's long gone, just like Rockefeller said. It's over. There's too many people waking up. So, but if being awake doesn't cut it, okay, you got to get active. And then we can shove them out of our countries. I'm still waiting for Donald Trump there to, this is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen in my life. You know, here you have, the supposedly the greatest country in the world, freedom and all this kind of stuff. Well, it didn't work out too good because you don't manufacture nothing there anymore. When I went down to work in the States for a while and this is before DeWalt flooded Canada. It was an American product, DeWalt tools. And we were using Makitas and different brands, but didn't see a lot of DeWalt up here. So when I went into the States, everything's DeWalt. I said, oh, wow, the great American power tool. Let's see how this thing is. And these guys would say, what is the great American tool? What are you talking about? Made in China now. You can't even make your own damn power tools. This is what I'm saying. They gutted us out. Okay? We don't manufacture anything. We can't feed ourselves. And a nation that can't produce what it needs and feed itself is no nation at all. And what is the goal of the United Nations? The end of nation states. Interdependency. Right? Interdependency is certainly not independent, is it? So we got to boot these guys out of here. Plain and simple. But as far as Donald Trump is concerned, the fact that the United Nations, the Trilateral Commission, and for global affairs, all treasonous outfits. You know, I mean, Rockefeller was an internationalist. He said, that's what I've been accused of. If that's the charge, I'm guilty and I'm proud of it. Well, if you're an internationalist, that means you're anti-nationalist, which means you are going against the will of your people. Now, it was Rockefellers that donated the land that the UN's sitting on. And that land is sitting on American soil. And here they are in the United Nations planning to take down all of the other nations, and that nation is sitting on American soil. America has the biggest industrial complex on the planet, and they're running around Afghanistan because they want the dope, and they're running around here and there and all over the place, putting bases all over the freaking world. And the target is sitting on their soil. With a big handgun out front tied in a knot. Because you don't want your population armed because it's going to make it difficult for us to take them down. And that freaking United Nations is sitting on American soil. Meanwhile, and that's a big bitch of a building. Meanwhile, you got people that went and fought supposedly for freedom in the corporate wars. You got all kinds of vets living under bridges and homeless and living in tents and parks and all over the place. And here you have the United Nations, which is this huge building complex. I don't know what the square footage of it is. I should look it up, or somebody else can look it up. But here we have those that are wishing to destroy the West on American soil. Well, the homeless numbers continue to grow on American soil, as in Canada. Our homelessness here is growing exponentially. Meanwhile, we're shoveling billions upon billions upon billions of dollars overseas. And we're financing some very nefarious situations, and we've opened our borders because the UN told us to, because we signed agreements way back when. So my attitude, as long as that United Nations building is standing on American soil, then we can assume that all of the politico in the West is working against their people. So I'm really waiting for somebody to stand up, some politician to stand up and just say, okay, enough of this crap. You know, everybody hates Justin Trudeau here in Canada. Well, not everybody, because he obviously got voted in. But the fact is that they have this. American politics is pretty silly, but Canadian, we're beating you guys now for silliness. You know, we have Tinkerbell Trudeau. That's all I call him, because he's a puppet and whatnot. And he's an ex snowboard teacher, part time drama teacher, and so on and so forth. And this guy, who is the son of Pierre Elliott Trudeau, who was a communist, member of the Club of Rome, Jesuit trained. So his offspring is now running the show. And people want him out of there. So we got this new guy, this new leader, federal leader, Andrew Scheer, of the Progressive, or the Conservative Party, which is a Republican Party. And I saw a clip of him on some show, and the interviewer is saying, it was a comedy thing, but anyways, the interviewer is saying, you know, like, I understand that you are, bar none, you know, the best expert on The Simpsons. And that's what they talked about the whole time, The Simpsons. And so, like, people say, I don't care, I want Trudeau out and want Scheer in. Well, okay, so we have Tinkerbell versus an expert on The Simpsons. This is worse than a cartoon show. And this is people who, you know, they say, well, this is who we want as a new leader. Well, I keep saying to them, I said, all right, let's see. We have Canada, through Trudeau, has partnered with the UN Refugee Agency and George Soros's Open Societies to open our borders to all migrants. And you're funding it. And you're funding their homes here, and you're funding everything else. Meanwhile, our homeless rate and our poverty rate continues to rise in this country. Now, why is it that this conservative/Republican leader hasn't been in the House slamming his fist down and busting the podium, demanding that, one, Soros either get out of Canada and never come here, or be arrested? Or arrest the prime minister for getting involved with this criminal, this global criminal. But no, you don't hear anything about that. I guess he's bloody busy trying to make sure that he's still the global expert on The Simpsons. Who knows? But the fact of the matter is that we have got to step up to the plate. 2018 is the year we do this. We're not going to fix it in 2018. but we got to get started. So we need to make 2018 the start point, and just continue to shine the light on these SOBs. If you don't shine the light on them, because they like to work in the dark, and cockroaches don't like light, and vampires don't like light, so we got to keep the light shone on them at all times, and hold their feet to the fire, so to speak, so that they can't wiggle around without being noticed. And we have to keep our fellow Americans, Canadians, Europeans, up to date on what these clowns are up to, because most people don't have the slightest clue. And how does history work? How does it erase? I mean, one of my favorite things, I've mentioned it several times before, but was down in Austin, Texas, the 50th anniversary of JFK's death or assassination. Reporter goes to the University of Austin, and he starts asking the student body what they think about the 50th anniversary, their thoughts on the 50th anniversary of JFK's assassination. And none of them knew anything about an assassination. They didn't know anything about it. They only knew that all they were taught was that President Kennedy died while in office. That's it. You know? So they're taking down the first prime minister's name from everywhere in this country, street signs, his name on buildings, everything else, so that the children will have no recollection because they had no memory bank. And when they were born, those names aren't there anymore. That's exactly what they did to the Native people. Okay, so we got to get our act together. And I got to tell you, I'm looking so forward to this election. I ran in 207 as an independent on the last day. I mean, I had no brochures, no signs, no nothing, no time to print anything. And so I mainly just did the all candidates meetings and media interviews in it. And it was a hoot because I really didn't at that point till I ran really understand how doltish and how stupid and how ignorant these party candidates actually are. You know, they're fed these little tidbits. So if they ask this question, say that. If they ask this, say that. Don't go there. And so on and so forth. I mean, it was sickening to see what's running our countries. Really sickening, you know. I don't know that these people could change a tire if they had to. I really highly doubt it. They're really quite stupid. And we're a lot smarter than they are. We actually possess far more knowledge than they do. But sitting on that knowledge is not going to accomplish anything. Knowledge is power. We got to use that knowledge, and we got to get that knowledge out there. Because we have been held under a tyrannical boot because they had the knowledge. They used the knowledge to their advantage. That's how they got us where they are. Well, now that we have total access to the knowledge, okay, and this is a spiritual psychological war, we use the exact same tools. Only problem is there's a lot more of us than there are of us, of them. So when our population becomes knowledgeable, that's what we have.
Social slime, they don't matter, genocide. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, they burn the kids. Have a great day.